Speaker 1.
My family owns a 300-year-old farm, and we're always finding ancient things in the soil, like bits of pottery. It's great for me, because I'm interested in archaeology. Then one day I discovered a valuable gold ring. I was thrilled, and imagined showing it to my friends. I must admit, I wanted to hang on to it, because I knew we'd never find the owner. But then I felt guilty, so I told Dad. He took it to the museum, where the staff put it on display, with an alarm, to stop it going missing. So it wasn't quite the ending I'd hoped for, but I guess visitors to the museum can see it now.
Speaker 2.
I love music, but knew my parents couldn't afford to buy a piano. Anyway, the school had an old one, left by its owners when they went abroad. So I'd practice on that, all the time imagining I was playing a very expensive modern one. One day, I happened to look inside the piano to see how it worked, and discovered a bag tucked into one corner with lots of old coins inside it. I never imagined they'd be anything special, but the City Museum said they were really valuable, and the school got some money as a reward. So my dream came true as we got a brand new school piano to play.
Speaker 3.
My whole family was checking in for a flight to Canada when I noticed another passenger had left a tablet by the desk, similar to one I was hoping to buy. The check-in staff said they tried to find the owner in the hope of returning it before the flight left. Anyway, back at school again, I mentioned what had happened to my IT teacher, who soon came up with an idea for a phone app that would help people to locate their device if they lost it on a journey. So, with his support, our class worked on a design. I hope it's now being used by the owner of that tablet.
Speaker 4.
There are always loads of people flying kites on the beach near my house. One day, Mum noticed an expensive-looking kite flying across the beach, with no one holding the string. Then the wind suddenly dropped, so when the kite landed, I went over and picked it up. It was beautiful, and I wanted to fly it. I love kites. But then we spotted where it had come from. A bit further away, a young guy was running up and down the beach, looking worried. That kite was obviously precious to him. Anyway, he offered me some money as a reward, but Mum thanked him politely and said it wasn't necessary, sadly.
Speaker 5.
I like browsing through second-hand bookshops. It's amazing what people leave inside books. Letters, foreign banknotes, you name it. Anyway, a recent find has probably become the most valuable to me. A very old photo of the house we live in now, showing the family that lived there at the time. My dad agreed there was virtually no way of finding the original owner, so I just kept the photo, not really knowing what to do with it. Since then, I've found myself searching antique shops for similar old photos, and I've got quite a collection now. I don't think any of them are worth much money, but that doesn't matter.